Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're thankful that you're on board today, that you're tuned in, that you are interested, that you are concerned about where we're going. As we're talking about today, freedom dying, I believe we have another caller on the line. Go ahead, your question or comment, please. Hello?
Hello, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes.
Oh, thanks for taking my call today. We really appreciate all that you do and the incredible information that you share with the listeners. I just wanted to make a quick point. Your last caller mentioned, had asked about forced vaccinations and whether or not there would be a chip included in that. And the point I want to make to our listeners, to all our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ to share with their lost family and friends is look how easy it has become for the whole world to run to get the chip. You know, we used to look at it as a form of a cashless society and convenience, or a tracking chip as something that would help find, you know, missing children. But now it's become a global health crisis. And I think that you're going to see people run for it to get this. And then, you know, you're really going to see people turning on people. Of course, we know the Revelation talks about these things, all these things in the Scriptures. We know how the story ends, but I just want to remind people and encourage to talk about this with your lost family and friends and help wake people up to this. I think we're even going to see the sheeple, you know, the sheep and the goat in the church. We're going to start seeing this as these things come about, and your thoughts and comments on that.
Yes, I'm thankful for that call. Good insight and absolute definitive on-point statements that you have made. Yeah, at one time, in fact, there was an old movie, a video. It was on 8-track years and years ago. It was called Left Behind series. Now, Left Behind series, the premise of the series was okay. Their theological, doctrinal, biblical approach to it was absolutely incorrect. Because they vivified on that old video series Left Behind that after the rapture the church takes place, the sons and daughters would sit down, plug in a video that mom and dad had left, pleading with them to get saved, and they would get saved, and immediately after getting saved, the police officers would be knocking on the doors, dragging them, kicking and screaming, handcuffed, dragging them down to headquarters to get the mark of the beast, et cetera, et cetera. And that was I'm oversimplifying and categorizing it in that fashion. And we always looked at it, in fact, most people looked at it on the basis that the mark would be, the chip would be, the identification would be. By the way, we're speaking of Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18, in particular, verses 14 through 18 in this particular statement, comment that I'm making. We always looked at it on the basis that that would be the case, but that won't be the case at all. In fact, when the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one as he is called, steps on the scene and rules with an iron fist, he will have the governance of the world surrendered to him, according to Daniel chapter 7. It will be surrendered to him. He will be empowered by Satan, according to Revelation chapter 13, verse 2, 3, and 4. And he will have the total power to control. And everybody's always wondered, most Christians even wondered, how will he control the whole world? And it will be done so as a result of a mark, as it is called in Revelation 13, verses 15, 16, 17, and 18. And that mark, or chip, as we have come to know it today, will be given. And it will be as a result. Listen very carefully. In the biblical record, it says without that mark, without that chip, as I'm going to call it for the conversation today, you'll not be able to buy or sell. Listen very carefully. If you do not take the vaccination, including Bill Gates' Microsoft invented chip, and it's already there. In fact, he's already with one of his companies. He's got 9 pharmaceutical companies within the umbrella of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. One of them's already filed for a patent on the ID chip vaccination. He's on the fast track with 2 others. But yes, that chip will be there. But listen carefully. Without that mark, without that chip, without that ultimate vaccination, there'll be no way to buy, You can't open your business. You can't run your business. You can't sell. You can't buy food. You can't rent a home. You can't buy a home. You can't have a car. That's where the future is going around the globe and, yes, in the United States of America. It will be on the basis that unless you accept the vaccine, you cannot be covered by health care. You cannot be covered by Medicare. Cannot be covered by Medicaid. You cannot go to the hospital. Will not treat you. In fact, there's a push now by Dr. Fauci. I call it the white jacket, people that's running the White House now. I believe our president's been duped. I don't believe he's knowingly made these decisions. But it's Dr. Fauci that said 2.2 million people in America would die unless we shut America down. The president didn't have any choice but to believe, quote, science, and therefore followed. We'll talk about it in a minute, the source of those false, phony, fake numbers. But nevertheless, Dr. Fauci is saying that for a business to open and for citizens to be able to go into those businesses, there must be a required immunity certificate. Immunity certificate. Now, picture this, if you will, please. Let's say 1,000 people get tested, and they're testing now millions of people across America, and the ultimate goal is to test every human being. And as I said earlier on the broadcast, some cities and municipalities are now bringing in their state's National Guard to go from door to door to door to door to make sure that you get tested. What do they do if you refuse the test? Where will that go? Will you be locked up and forcibly tested? I think so. I think that's where we're headed. And this is not a scare tactic. I'm basing it on what we see happening today. There'll be the forced testing. And the testing is designed, according to Dr. Fauci, coming out of the Dr. Tedros and the World Health Organization and the Bill Gates Foundation and the Bill Gates impact on the world with his powerful voice today. And the idea is to get everybody tested. And then in testing, you'll find out who is the carrier of the virus, who is immune from the virus. And if you have an immune certificate, then you're free as a citizen. You're a free citizen. You then have your Bill of Rights. You then have your opportunity to live under constitutional government. But if you do not test negative and you test positive, oh, no, you can't have your immune certificate. You can't go in the store and buy. You can't have medical coverage. You can't have medical health unless we shut you down, quarantine you, and isolate you without a warrant, without any probable cause, without anything constitutionally. And, yes, ladies and gentlemen, that will be the – in fact, there's some counties now that had started the push to have armbands. Listen. The armband approach is going to be a light blue armband would mean that you are free of the virus, and a pink armband would mean that you are a carrier of the virus. And it's only then that those store owners, those shopkeepers could allow you to come in. And they're even pushing the point that shopkeepers need to set up a little table outside their business door. And before you can go in, your temperature needs to be taken. If you've got an elevated temperature, it's called a fever. If you've got an elevated temperature, then you're not allowed to go in. And if you have an elevated temperature, then that business owner is responsible for calling health department and having you picked up, quarantined for 14 days before you are released back into the general public. Ladies and gentlemen, that's eviscerating our Bill of Rights, our constitutional liberties, and the freedoms therein. So, yes, I believe that we're going to see this take place in America. Yes, I believe we're going to see a further denigration, disintegration, evisceration of our Bill of Rights and our constitutional freedoms. And as Christians, we ought to understand, as our previous caller said, we ought to understand because we know who wins in the end. We know the end game. We know who is behind all of this. We know that it's a demonically inspired, satanically inspired, and demonically empowered operation that's taking our freedoms and our liberties, and most of all, ladies and gentlemen, our First, our Second, our Fourth, and 14th Amendments are being eviscerated today. And yes, I believe that it's time we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. I believe there is a time, and I'm not saying that it's yet today, but I believe there is a time for civil disobedience for Christians. I believe there's a time that Christians ought to say enough. I believe there's a time that that conservatives ought to say enough. I believe there's a time that constitutionalists ought to say enough is enough and take back our freedoms that God has given us, codified by our founding fathers in our Constitution and vivified in our Bill of Rights. I believe that we are nearing that day when we need to do so, ladies and gentlemen. America has plummeted into that police state where mayors and governors and judges and those that are making the laws, they're doing so out of whole cloth, literally fiat rules and regulations that are unconstitutional on the face of them. They're illegal on the face of them. And ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, they're unenforceable if we, the citizens, the free citizens, we are free citizens in America, until we as free citizens come out from under the bed, come out of the closet, and say enough is enough. I believe that we are in the fog of panic, hysteria, fear, and the threat of jail, and our country has now plummeted as a result of it. And perhaps some are asking the question. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call gets you directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, that we can answer your question, resolve the issues that we're faced with, and talk about them. It's something that we need to be willing to ask questions and talk about. That telephone number again is 831-0917. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood, and I'm delighted to be communicating with you today in relationship to the realities of where we're headed and what is taking place in our nation today. It's a sad shame when places like the Yeshiva ministry, that is a Jewish Orthodox Jewish ministry, is having to go underground and behind locked doors to avoid being persecuted, to avoid being prosecuted, that they're having to go behind closed doors and hide to worship. Bill Gates and the Intellectual Ventures Fund microchip implant system is already in place today. In fact, they are already on the move and trying to have something done in relationship to the vaccination. The vaccination, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, someone asked about that earlier. It is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, that it's a vaccine patch. I've looked at the picture of it. I've read the documentation on it. It looks like a larger Band-Aid. And on that patch, it's got about 400 little dots. And they say the dots are actually sugar dots, if you will. And as they are put on, as a Band-Aid is put on, it's not with a hypodermic needle that you'd get the vaccination. These little 400 sugar dots literally are designed with the chemical to react to the skin and to penetrate the skin, releasing an invisible ink that forms under the skin a ID chip. And that ID chip will be able to be read by uplink satellites. It'll be read by those that are focusing on from those drones and or other instrument. It will be able to read your chip and determine if you have the virus, if you're considered immune. But ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't stop there. We've already talked about it time and time again on this broadcast many months and some years ago, over and over again, about the future chip, where that chip will be able to be uploaded or downloaded from uplink satellites to be able to put in that your police record, your medical record, your family record, who you are, where you are, etc. So you are totally tracked. In fact, as I speak, ladies and gentlemen, Google and Apple both have apps that they have deployed that you can put that application on your phone. It's now where it's a volunteer thing that you can put the application on your telephone. And if you're within 6 feet of another human being and that other individual has an elevated temperature, or if they have the virus that will show on your screen, on your Apple telephone or on your Google app system, it will allow you to have social distancing, that you'll be able to report that person, or you will be able to separate yourself from that person so that you cannot catch the contagion. And what it will do, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of that, it's going to cause every human being in America to be fearful of the neighbor, to be fearful of sitting next to someone in a restaurant, to be fearful of jogging down the sidewalk and someone passes you, to be fearful of someone that might pass you in your pathway of whether or not you're going to have the contagion. Ladies and gentlemen, businesses are forced to be closed today, demanding all churches to close and arresting pastors who disavow and disobey the fiat unconstitutional orders, orders to hide under the bed, as Attorney General Bill Barr called it, to hide under the bed and not be seen. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says freedom dying in Ohio and Idaho. And it talks about the woman that was faced possible prison term simply for having a yard sale. Listen, Idaho's gone absolutely nuts with what they're doing. The article says a woman in Idaho is facing the possibility of a $1,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail for having a yard sale. The police department said she violated the state coronavirus shutdown order. A garage sale, a yard sale, is not an essential business, they were told, and should not be open for business, the department said on Facebook on Friday. The family had a, listen, this is the story behind it. The family had a significant financial incentive to deal with the belongings of Peter's late father, after the death of the father, the family had taken over his storage unit payments, which were about $1,000 a month. The foundation said in the post on its website Saturday, the sum is, according to Peter, a significant burden for a one-income family with six children. Quote, I hope this family can find a good constitutional lawyer and sue the police department for their disregard to our constitutional and state constitutional and federal constitutional edicts as the state of Ohio and the Constitution of the United States and file suit. Ladies and gentlemen, that needs to happen across America. We need to understand as free people, as free citizens, that we do not have the responsibility and the obligation to obey laws that are not, listen to me, that are not, N-O-T, not laws at all. A law, again, if I can say so without being redundant, even at the risk of redundancy, law must go through the process of the judicial process of being debated and voted on and approved and signed into law by either a governor or by the president of the United States of America. It cannot just be fiat willy-nilly. In fact, Governor Ron DeSantis of the state of Florida said about a week ago that we have a lot of governors and a lot of mayors that are simply wanting to be little tyrants. Little tyrants, many tyrants is, I believe, the term he used, M-I-N-I, small tyrants. And you find, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening is because some of these cities, just like the governor of the state of Michigan, she's become a dictator in chief rather than a governor of a state. She is making rules and regulations off the cuff as she goes. And if you violate it, if you disavow it, if you disagree with it, then she makes that regulation tougher to make you bend and bow to what she's saying. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says Texas judges 30-day coronavirus mask order blasted as ultimate government overreach. Hear me. Laredo, Texas today, ladies and gentlemen, if you go outside in the public without a mask on, you have a 30-day jail sentence and a $1,000 fine. In fact, in New York City, they've already fined some 250 people $1,000 apiece for being too close together, and the snitches on 311 have called in and sent photographs, and they have fined 250 people. That was the number as of Monday, $1,000 each. But this article says Texas judges 30-day coronavirus mask order blasted as ultimate government overreach. Let me read you a paragraph or two. A judge in Harris County, Texas, on Wednesday ordered residents to start wearing face masks in the public for 30 days beginning next week, or possibly face a fine. The judge said he intended to help stem the spread of coronavirus in the third and most popular county in the U.S., drew immediate pushback, including from the state's lieutenant governor. That's Dan Patrick, ladies and gentlemen, in the state of Texas, who called the move the ultimate government overreach, end quote. And Representative Dan Crenshaw, who wrote that the common sense guidelines should never lead to unjust tyranny in America, end quote. Crenshaw said health guidelines should be emphatically promoted, but he objected to the punitive aspects of any judge's order as such. The order by the judge, whose role as a county judge in Texas is similar to that of a county executive in other states, is scheduled to take effect on Monday. It requires that people in public areas in close proximity to other people cover their nose and their mouth with a mask, or otherwise be covered, or face a fine of $1,000 for not obeying the law or the order. They're calling it laws, ladies and gentlemen, but they're not laws at all. They're simply fiat orders by wannabe dictators, and that's what we see taking place. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, today, those being ordered to wear the face mask. We're watching ordering social distances 6 foot apart, and if you do not obey that, then you're summarily ticketed, put in the back of a squad car, taken to a local hospital, and quarantined without any warrant to do so. Now we're pushing to test every human being. We talked about that with several of our callers today. Have you wondered why they keep talking about major testing? Have you ever wondered why they keep talking about advancing the testing? Have you wondered why President Trump each afternoon in the discussion in relationship to what's happening on a day-to-day basis, he talks about how many has been tested? I believe there's some 3 million or 30 million or some astronomical number. I've forgotten the number that's already been tested. And Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci are pushing for 100% testing. 100% testing. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got documents in my stacks that will go back and point out and prove the fact that these tests that's being utilized today were never invented, never determined to be definitive. You've got the disease or you do not have the disease testing. Let me just give you an illustration without calling the individual's name. Here, about a week ago, I had a conversation with an individual that said back in February that he had a cough that he had put up with for about 5 or 6 weeks. And he just went and decided, well, I need to go to the doctor and be checked. And sure enough, the doctor did the COVID-19 test and said, yep, you've got COVID-19. He was sent home with the drug that's been dispensed for since 1930s for malaria. That's supposed to be a wonder-working drug, and I'm not questioning that. I believe that it is. We have the left that's against it because it does not allow them to further quarantine and isolate and control the populace in America, which is their goal. That's the socialist, Marxist, leftist, communist Democrats. But he was told that he had the virus, the COVID-19, sent home to take the medication. Same time they did the nose swab test, they also did a prick of the finger blood test. Now, the blood test took a little longer because 10 days later, he received a telephone call from the nurse, said, oh, you can stop taking the medication. You're not sick. You don't have the virus. Your blood test came back, and it's perfectly fine. You do not have the virus. Understand what I just said, ladies and gentlemen? We have the false, phony farce that everybody's got to be tested, and there's a motive to the testing. There's a motive to the purpose behind the testing, and that is so that everybody can be put in one or two categories, that you have had the virus and you do not, or that you do not have the virus and that you're okay. It is the immune certificate, the certification that Dr. Fauci is talking about, and it comes right out of Dr. Tedros, the World Health Organization. It comes right out of the Bill Gates Foundation, because Bill Gates says that we need to remain closed for at least another 18 months. We need to have a shutdown in America so that he can have time to develop. He didn't say himself, but that's the end result. He wants to have time to develop and get approved by the federal government a vaccine that he and he alone will have the rights and the patent to be able to use and to do so. And ladies and gentlemen, in doing so, there's going to be a major, major problem because every human being on the face of the globe will be vaccinated. And you can Google it yourself. Look up Bill Gates and his record of vaccinations in other countries. Other countries where they've gone in on the premise that it's polio or malaria or whatever the vaccine would be for. He has sterilized all of the girls and the women that took the vaccination. Multitudes have died. The nation of India presently has a suit against Bill Gates Foundation as a result of killing so many of their people and as a result of sterilizing the women with the pretense of that vaccination helping. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Gates is eugenist. Bill Gates wants to control the number of people on the face of the globe. Bill Gates' dad was one of the heads of the Planned Parenthood. Bill Gates wants to take away about 100 million people off the face of the globe so that planet Earth can survive. That's his mentality. That's his statement. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
I mean, it's so sad to see that in this time of crisis, who is for the people and who's the people that really wants to control like a totalitarian regime. I mean, you got all these places open, but the places of worship, they cannot congregate. And not only that, have you seen the drive-through Christians listening to the pastor on the speaker, and they were issued $500 tickets, fines. I mean, this is nonsense. And somebody needs to speak up and say something, because you can see the liberals, they just salivate and acting like the totalitarian that they want to be. And to me, that's way too much control. The same thing with Bill Gates. He wants people to have a national ID showing that you have been vaccinated. But yeah, these same liberals, they don't want people to show ID when they're going to cast their vote in election time. So you see the hypocrisy right there? I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Absolutely. And you've hit the nail on the target. A good, insightful statement that you've made, and a very good response, and I believe that we need to understand that that's what is happening today. We are.
And the sad thing, brother, is no. New York is not the entire country. New York is one city. You got Alaska, you got South Dakota, North Dakota, all those, not big cities. Why are they being shut down? And let the governor decide it by themselves. But the liberals want to have control of everybody, and you see the hatred that they have towards God. Well, we know the people that is in the dark. we know who they work for. It's unfortunate. Have a blessed day, brother. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you for your call and your insight, and you're exactly right. The thing is, ladies and gentlemen, there is a virus, but there's also a virus agenda. And as you might recall, the one that was with the Obama administration, Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. In fact, very recently, something very similar to that was said in relationship to that going to waste. It was Nancy Pelosi's sidekick that was recently said that we need to take this crisis, the COVID-19 crisis, and I believe it was James Clyburn. James Clyburn said we need to take this crisis, and as Democrats, we need to mold America into the vision that we've always had for America. And ladies and gentlemen, the vision that the socialist, Marxist, communist, leftist Democrats have had for America is to change America into a socialist, communistic nation. And that's exactly what we see their approach. Here's an article that says there is a virus and there is a virus agenda. And it says, despite what you hear from the Constitution experts on television, no president or governor or health department official has the authority to suspend the Constitution by ordering people not to congregate or by closing business or by falsely imprisoning people in their own homes. The TV experts usually speak of balancing individual rights against the government's interest with words like compelling state interest or the least restrictive means. But this is a false pretense. The Constitution does not contemplate any balancing act at all, end quote. Unless a jury of your peers convicts you of a crime, your constitutional rights are absolute, and it's the governor's sworn duty to protect these rights, not to violate them. Is this what James Madison was referring to when he declared in the Federalist 47? Quote, I'm quoting from James Madison's Federalist 47. The accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary in the same hands, whether of one, a few, or many, and whether heredity or self-appointed or elective, may justify the pronounced, the very definition of tyranny, end quote. He further says, I have regrettably observed that many modern Americans know almost nothing about our Constitution and about American history or about the source and the nature of law. It seems the culprits responsible for this shameful situation includes at least the public schools, the margined media, and the career politicians, cowardly pastors, and lazy citizens, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching this take place. We're sitting back. We're doing nothing, especially as Christians. As Christians, we ought to understand we're not closing our churches. We're not going to bow to government that says you cannot worship. We're not going to bow that says we need to ban the Bible and ban prayer. It's bad enough to do that. But ladies and gentlemen, many of these pastors that have gone online with what they call online worship, they're now finding that the Sunday school lessons and some of the messages are being countered and canceled by Facebook and YouTube and other social media. Listen very carefully, and we close, but listen very carefully. We're in a society and a time today that if the pastor say, okay, we're going online, what does it take? How long will it be before the online is shut off, just like it is now in China, where churches cannot worship online because their messages are being sequestered and canceled by the online media in all of China? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to next time as, once again, we face the issues.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal, Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.